Do you love the Blessed Mother? Have you ever wanted to love her more? Do you ever wonder what other people do to grow in their relationship with the Virgin Mary? In today's video, we're going to explore this topic, so join me. My friends, let's pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, my name is Alvaro. This is a channel Uniquely Mary, and today's video is a little bit more personal. First of all, if you're new, please subscribe, hit the like button, and also support me. The main way of support that I want to highlight in today's video is Buy Me a Coffee. That's a company that allows viewers like you to support creators like me. So please support me. The link is down below in the description. And as always, please pray for me. So I was messaging back and forth with a viewer and I asked for some video ideas. And she said that she wanted me to talk about my love for the Blessed Mother so that she can grow in hers. And I was thinking about it, so I wanted to make this video something of a testimony of my own experience with the Blessed Virgin Mary, how I grew in my love for her, and how you can grow in yours. There's certain principles that I came to learn that I have found really helpful, and I want to share those with you. The first principle that I want to share with you is do not underestimate the love that you already have for her. Often when we look at other people, it's really easy to say, man, they really love the Virgin Mary. I wish I loved the Virgin Mary as much as they do. Well, first of all, it's hard to know exactly how much another person loves the Virgin Mary. And it's also hard to know how much you love her. Sometimes that's really difficult to judge. So do not underestimate how much you love her. Do not, because chances are you have an intense love for her and you're only going to find out on that side of heaven. That being said, there's many things that have happened that I've experienced. So first of all, one thing is we often can't control the experiences that we have for her. The Virgin Mary will sometimes appear to us in many different ways, and we simply can't control that. However, there are certain prayers that I think are important to make to her. One is simply the question, Virgin Mary, how much do you love me? So first, what's most important is that we grow in our awareness of her love for us. That's one principle that I learned early on in my Christian journey, that it matters how much we love God, but what's more important is us understanding more deeply how much He loves us. And this is how we grow in our relationships with God, through Jesus Christ, with the different saints, and with the Blessed Mother, by asking them and starting off that conversation, Virgin Mary, how much do you love me? And letting her give you an answer. And this may take time. Another thing that I found was really helpful is you need to let her help you, especially with sin and holiness. So early on, I remember my uncle told me, I'll never forget, he said, if you want to go to heaven, pray the rosary. And at the time, I was struggling with the sins of my youth, like my previous video. And so I turned to the rosary. It helped me so much with what I was struggling with. And so because of that, I grew in my love for her. So entrust your sins to her. And as you see your sins decrease, your love for her will increase, similar to the person in the gospel where Jesus is speaking to Peter. He gives him this parable where he says, Peter, who will love God more? The one who has a little bit forgiven or the one who has a lot forgiven? And Peter understood, well, the one who has a lot forgiven will love more. In the same way, the more sins that you let her help you with, the more you're going to grow in love for her. Another principle that I learned is we love people when they give us things. So you need to ask the Virgin Mary for things, anything. Start with something small. It could be something ridiculous, up to things that are very profound, a child, a conversion, a new job, maybe a different calling where you're serving God more directly, anything. But start by asking the Blessed Mother for small things that you can see that she answers. And as you grow in trust for her and in confidence in her intercession, you'll be able to ask for more things. I've seen that. I can't think of all the different things that she's given me, but I know that she has. Many times I've asked for small things, for this, for that, and the other thing. And I would see that those things would happen, and I would understand the Blessed Mother obtained it for me. You hear that in the writings of the saints. about saints obtaining things for people praying. That's very important in Catholic theology. The Blessed Mother can do this for you. She could obtain different graces. Now, these things can be material things. They can also be spiritual things like gifts, healing, the gift of prayer, growing deeper in your prayer, deliverance from certain sins. Another thing that I really learned was important is we need to make our relationship with the Blessed Mother physical. There's two ways that I have found are good to do this. One is by having some sort of image or like sanctuary in your house, a place that you can go and pray where you, so to speak, call her presence to be most powerful. So an image, maybe several images that you have, a prayer space, bless it with holy water and invite her to be there. So that could be where you meet. You need to have a place that you meet her. And obviously, you need to have a time in which you meet her. That's for you to decide, but perhaps you can set aside 10 to 15 minutes a day that are your kind of coffee time with the Blessed Virgin Mary. How awesome is that? A second aspect of making the relationship more physical is by visiting her shrines. Now, I have found that visiting Marian shrines has greatly increased my love for the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I've been to, gosh, almost any shrine that I could possibly think of. So I've been to Mexico City, Fatima, Lourdes. I've been to Valankani in India. I've been to Marian shrines in Italy. I've been to Marian shrines in Paris, trying to think of different ones. If there's any here in the U.S., I've been to different Marian shrines, for instance, in Washington, D.C., the National Cathedral there that's dedicated to the Immaculate Conception. But find a Marian shrine that you're willing to travel to, because there are often more graces at those locations because of all that's happened there. And go there. When you go there, you're going to have this deep encounter with her. You're going to meet her in a more mystical way. And anyone who meets the Blessed Mother will fall in love with her. So create those opportunities for her to encounter you. Another thing that I learned that was a very important principle in growing in my love for the Blessed Mother is love begins in the mind, not in the heart. Once we come to know something, we come to love it. Once we come to know and understand God, we will then love Him. So that means reading about the Blessed Mother and what other saints have encountered in her is an amazing thing for you to do. One of the first books that really impacted me was The Secret of the Rosary. So I was reading that as I was learning to pray the Rosary, and that book changed my life. Then I read the book on 33-day consecration by St. Louis de Montfort, and there's other variations on consecrations. Another book that I'm currently reading that is just amazing, might be a little bit too much for you, but I highly recommend it, and it's called The Mystical City of God by Blessed Maria of Ágreda. That book will tell you every secret of the Blessed Mother's life and will teach you what she did. You will definitely fall in love with her if you read that book. There are many other things that we can do to grow in love with the Blessed Mother. One last thing that I want to leave with you. Celebrate her feast days. First of all, ask yourself, how do I celebrate a feast? So think of the 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's, a birthday. Think of how you would celebrate something. And with that same intensity, but even more, celebrate some of her feast days. May 13th, Fatima. December 12th, Our Lady of Guadalupe. January 1st, Mary, Mother of God. December 8th, the Immaculate Conception. September 8th, her birth. And many, many other feast days, some major, some minor. When those Marian feast days come, there's something I learned from this one book. A saint's feast day, it's like the season when their fruit is the ripest. So on December 8th, there's more Marian fruit for you to obtain than on the 7th or on the 9th. So on those Marian feast days, the gateways of graces to Marian devotion open up much wider than on regular days. So whenever her feast day or a feast day comes up, learn about it, read about it, become in awe of it and celebrate it in a way that's joyful with music, with dance, with food. Go all out. Imitate the secular people. Throw a party. And that's one way that you will grow in love with the Blessed Mother. One last thing, because I just thought of this and I had thought about it before. Once you grow in love with the Blessed Mother on a personal level, you're going to hit a limit. You're not going to be able to fall more deeply in love with her until you begin sharing what you've received. So in other words, you can only receive a certain amount of knowledge of her, of love of her, of graces from her, until you have to start sharing and pouring them out. So for instance, that's one of the reasons why I have this YouTube channel that's dedicated to the Blessed Mother, because I know that whenever you do something for her, like share with others about her, pass out miraculous medals, give out rosaries, tell people about the Blessed Virgin Mary, that greatly increases your love for her, because we come to love anything we sacrifice for. So being a Marian missionary is an unbelievable and one of the final ways that you can really, really, really grow in love with her. Your heart will expand because of the graces that you are receiving in telling other people about the Blessed Mother. My friends, I hope you found this video helpful. I'm going to list out these different ways that I spoke about in the description as well as throughout the video. Let's pray for each other that we all will grow in love with the Blessed Mother. And if you have any ways that you've grown in love with her, please comment on them down below. I know I left some out, but these are just some ways where all of us can grow deeper in love with that wonderful woman who is Jesus's mother and ours. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next video.